is April, and Tony and I are back again this week to talk about our pets a little bit and also to talk to Veronica. We ask her questions every week from viewers and listeners like you. So if you ever want to know something and you don't want to, you know, make a big deal of it, but you like to ask a question, send it on in to Inner Whispers Radio. We have a comment section. You make the comment, and then we get the question that you were wanting to ask. I have to report that I've had yet another week of no sick animals. I can't tell you how pleased I am that I have no sick animals. I'm still giving out, I have to give out Pimobendan to the two older girl dogs. And I understand that Pimobendan helps the heart beat, helps the blood flow through. And if they have heart disease, it gives you extra time with them. Nellie's been on it for a year, and she's doing pretty good. I mean, they said that her heart murmur doesn't sound like it's gotten worse. It's kind of maintaining itself. And Biddy, she just started taking it when we did the whole thing with the lung and everything. And she's responding well, too. But that's the only thing I have to give out of right now, besides eye drops for Nellie's dry eye. Other than that, I am free as a bird, as they say. And I just pray and cross my fingers every single day that when I wake up, everybody's going to be doing okay again. Now, I do realize when you have a 14-year-old Chihuahua and a 17-year-old Chihuahua, time is limited. Because they both have their little bevy of, you know, old age stuff going on. But I'm enjoying every minute. I'm spending as much time as I can with them and cooking for them, playing with them. We watch TV together. Their favorite show is Beverly Hills Chihuahua. I think Guinness has a crush on the little girl in that. But that's what we do. That's what I do with my free time. I hang out with these dogs because I know time is limited. Now, I've got more time with Guinness because his new body, he's 5 and a half right now. He's going to be 6 in December. And so I've got a little bit of time there before I start having to be, you know, diligent and everything. So Tony, how is my baby? How is my little baby?
Your baby is a little brat today. He's running around the house chasing Q, and then Q just sits and watches them run around like, you fool. So that's what's going on right now while we're on the phone.
I see. Well, his joy and comfort is very important. And if he wants to run around, he probably needs the exercise.
But he's so tiny, he gets worn out very quickly.
Oh, well, that's the good thing about a little dog. They don't have the stamina of the older ones.
I know. I love it.
You and I both had the big dog thing going on for a long time.
And then we both decided.
Yeah, you had Poolies and I had Chow Chows.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I can remember I remember when you came here one time, you bought both of the black Poolies with you.
Yeah.
And they were strong. I tried to hold on to them while you were getting out of the car, and oh my God.
Oh yeah.
They almost ripped my arm off. They were really strong, and they didn't want anything to do with me. They wanted their mom, you know.
That's right. That's all they wanted, no matter how I tried to do other things. Oh no. Pay attention.
It's all about them.
Yes. Yes. Well, we're all fine here.
Oh, I'm so glad. So I'm going to go get Veronica because she's probably tapping her foot by now.
She probably is.
So go ahead and talk to everybody. Hang on.
All right. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. And, you know, we have our questions and, you know, each week we got very different, interesting questions. So as April said before, if you want to follow up on anything you hear today, write into innerwhispersradio.com, and that's INNER, whispersradio.com. Are you there, Veronica?
We are. Good day to you.
Good day to you. Our first question is coming from Sandy. I consider myself a very spiritual person. Religion, however, does not resonate with me at all. My family is certain that I am somehow evil for not choosing and practicing their religion. How do I navigate this?
Well, it's always very difficult when someone's more awake and wants to do their own thing spiritually, because the culture is very much you must worship some sort of God. And there's a lot of rules and regulations with each religion. And some people feel very comforted by following the rules and regulations and the acceptance of their God. It's very sad when families do not accept those who have different ideas of that. Your spirituality is just as valid and just as strong as their hold on religion. It's too bad that they cannot accept the fact that you're a little different. Navigating through something like that sometimes can be very hurtful, because they may say and do things to undermine what you cling to for your comfort in spirit. Sometimes you have to just not make a rule and don't talk about it. Just say to them, let's just not even talk about this. But if they continue to talk about it and belittle you in any way for not, you know, adhering to what they want and calling you evil, that's a bit over the top. So navigating it might mean that if they don't accept the fact, let's just not talk about this, you might have to back up from those who are most diligent about it. And that's always a sad affair. We would say, forgive them if they do that. Don't carry any difficulty in your heart over it. And perhaps at some point in their lives, they'll have an epiphany and awaken to their spirituality within them and not be so entrenched in what they're doing religion-wise. We're not saying that choosing religion is a bad thing. We're just saying to make it be the only thing is not something that should be happening. So decide that to talk to them about it. If they don't want to, you know, get cut through some slack, so to speak, then you might have to eliminate those who would wreck your peace. That's always sad. And there's always hope that they may turn around. But you have to protect your peace. And you can't be answering about your choices, especially when it comes to your spirituality. That is a very personal thing for everyone. And even them choosing religion is their own personal choice. But to degrade your choice, that's not cool. You can't do that. That's not good. So take our advice here. Take some meditative time on it and try to find some comfort in it. And mostly try to find yourself a spiritual family. More like minds. All of you are lucky you live in this age of computers and stuff where you can contact somebody on the other side of the world. You're not limited to your immediate space around you. And seek out groups that focus more on spirituality rather than religion. That would be some way that you could temper the negativity and toxicity of the whole thing and have your own inner peace in place.
Okay. Our next question is coming from Janet. I have been diagnosed with terminal cancer with only a few months left to live. How do I prepare for death?
That is a very heavy question, yes, indeedy. However, it's important to know that if you're in a terminal cancer moment, that life doesn't really end. The physicality of it ends, but your spirit and your soul live on. We would say start getting in touch more and more with your own spirituality and your soul as the time passes by. Linear is fleeting for everyone, and at least you know how much time you have left. Some people, it's random, and it's, you know, they're taken out in an accident or something, and it takes them a while to acclimate to what has happened to them. You know what's happening to you. We would highly advise you to give yourself as much comfort as possible and to go internal to your soul. Pray. meditate. Seek out spiritual counselors that can help you through the moment. It's a very difficult thing to go through by yourself. But realize it's not the end. It's just moving from one space to another space. And decide who you might want to see when you get there. They say, well, you know, my father's there, my mother's there. It will be more like a reunion than a loss. And you'll be able to see in with everything that everyone's doing on the planet. So prepare for it by going internal to your soul. Pray more. Decide how you want things to end up. There's nothing better than knowing that you're going to be moving from this space. And let's face it, the space in the linear environment can be very difficult and taxing. Eternal space is nothing like that. It's nurturing, beautiful, comforting. And when you get there, you'll be glad you're there. So prepare for death by going to your soul, which is going to go right on into the next experience, and your consciousness can be aware of that. That's what we think all of you should do.
All right. Simon would like to know, how can one manifest abundance when there is so much chaos in our culture?
By trying not to pay attention and adhere to those who would speak in such a chaotic manner. When you're trying to live your life and you're trying to build a business and you're having children and you're wanting the best for them, linear life can get very busy and very cluttered. We're not even talking about the chaos that's external. We're talking about your internal life. There's a moment where you have to start paying attention to your soul more than the outside chaos. If you're trying to manifest something, it's really important not to get distracted by all that. And it's very easy to get caught up in all the drama of it. You can't have all that swirling around in your brain when you're trying to manifest something. It just isn't practical in the linear environment. So we say, separate yourself from the chaos. Focus. Don't let the outside noise drowned out your internal desires and the things that you wish to manifest in this life. And we're not just talking money. We're talking creating a partner. We're talking creating a family. We're talking doing something meaningful with your life. All of those things are equally important here and can be messed up by a chaotic culture. So we want all of you to start focusing and not letting yourself get distracted by all the noise. Keep the noise at arm's length. Know what's going on, but don't become involved in it. Don't think that you as one person can go in and make a difference on it. Probably not. This is a governmental kind of chaos going on. So decide today that that's what you're going to do. You're going to go internal, you're going to start focusing, and you're going to shut out the noise so that you can go directly to what you came on this planet to do. That's where you should keep your thoughts and keep your heart at all times.
All right, our next question is coming from Melinda. My mother always used to say mind over matter for all of her dilemmas in life. She actually navigated through a tough life quite well. Is there something to be said about her mantra in life?
Mind over matter is the same as you create your own reality. Your mother was just in a different time frame, and that's what she did. When you are living a life, you have to keep your thoughts in place. You can't let your thoughts get chaotic. Where you put your focus, and we want you to put your focus on what you want to do. Her mind over matter for your mother was where she put her focus. And where you put your focus is where you live your life, everyone. So if you're focusing on trouble, or if you're focusing on a negative thing, or you're stuck in the middle of toxicity and you can't focus on anything else but the toxicity, you need to do a cleanup. She was right. Your mother had it down in a different time and place. It was mind over matter. I'm going to think my way through this, and I'm going to keep my focus in the right space. That's what your mother was actually saying. And she never allowed herself to focus on the deep problem of it. She looked at it, tried to maneuver it and fix it by thinking clearly through it and not getting distracted by all the noise. Again, it's really important. So your mother is right. Her mantra was perfect for the time that she was in. Now one would say, well, I'm trying to do this, that, or the other. Make sure that you all keep your focus. Don't let yourself dwindle off, run off, fall off, get distracted. Life will be better. You can get through anything if you're focused and you are driven. Decide to do that instead of letting the chaos and the clutter and all the bad things that are going on take over. Mind over matter is a good mantra. We suggest all of you at least put it in your calendar of things to do. Mind over matter.
All right, Veronica, that was our last question. And if you want to take a break and come back and give the message to the world, that would be great.
All right.
Okay. Well, I want to thank everyone for listening to the show today. We had some very heavy questions this week, which is good. So, feel free to write in innerwhispersradio.com. And we'll try to get your question on the air as soon as we can. And don't be shy. Are you there, Veronica?
Yes, we are. Well, you're all moving into springtime on your planet. World turns and springtime comes. When we were incarnating, we loved springtime because to us, in just about all of the lives we've had, it was a form of renewal. Springtime is renewal. The old year from last year is now totally away. It's frozen. It went away. And now we've got new life coming, new growth happening. The sun is out. Everything is starting to warm up. Everything is beautiful. Make every day springtime for yourself. Start thinking about renewal. Plant a garden. Go for a walk. Start appreciating the fact that everything is coming back to life. And if you've had a rough time of it in the past year, use it as an opportunity and a stepping stone to get your life back in order, to renew yourself. And you can renew yourself manually, plant a garden, do something outside that's constructive. Besides, you're going to bake a cake even. Besides, you're going to do something positive to maintain the renewal that's going on with you. Start doing little acts of renewal every day and decide that you're going to leave the past behind and you're moving into the springtime of the next phase of your life, which is you measure in years. It's time. So start today. Find a reason to do anything that is a renewal action. It will help you. And right now is a great time to do that. All the energy on the planet is lined up to support you on that. Springtime is that support. So start today. Do a renewal of your heart, mind, and even body. Do it now.
Well, thank you, Veronica. Great message as always. And I want to thank everyone for listening to the show today. We'll be back with you next week with more questions. Until then, have a good weekend. Bye-bye.